The Texas State Demographer's Office expects that by 2030, nearly 6 million Latinos will be obese. That number could soar to almost 9.5 million by 2040. All that adds up to a looming health crisis, with potentially high costs for the state. Across Texas, local communities are trying to raise awareness. Here in Austin, the local Univision station has teamed up with Parks and Rec to offer a fitness challenge through October. They kicked things off with a public Zumba event last Saturday at the Mexican-American Cultural Center. 56-year-old Austinite Daryl Gutierrez struggles with his weight. He says he knows why many Latinos are obese.
It's a lot of the foods that we eat. They have a lot of grease in them. We don't eat very much. We don't eat a lot of vegetables. That's the main problem. And because I was overweight myself, and I've lost about 30 pounds, but I'm still nowhere near where I need to be.
Gutierrez told me his weight has led to lung and heart problems, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and high blood pressure. These kinds of health effects concern state lawmakers. Several have filed bills this session to combat obesity, from a bill that would stop sales of sugary drinks at public school campuses, to one that would make healthy meals more accessible to low-income Texans, and another that would require the state comptroller's office to post information on obesity rates and getting healthy on its website. 23-year-old Claudia Munoz says she's definitely concerned about staying healthy. She'd like to get to more events like the Zumba one with her kids who are 1 and 3 years old.
Because the kids will have fun while you have fun. You exercise, they exercise. It gives them a good way to exercise and have fun at the same time. And then by the time you get home, they're tired and go to sleep.
Experts say controlling obesity rates in young children is critical. Not only does it contribute to lifelong health effects, obesity is associated with lower school and work performance as the children get older. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.